Audio Service, National Radio Club.
Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for February 2006. This is issue number 251, and I'm Fred Volpe. The address for the DX Audio Service is 706 McKenzie Drive, that's M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. If you live in the United States of America or Canada and would like to become a member of the DX Audio Service, the cost of a subscription is $28. To Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that is mentioned, or simply log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and you can sign up using our PayPal credit card system. You can also now sign up to e-dxn.com and get your DX audio service for your iPod player or your computer. A subscription to EDXN is only $15, and you can not only have access to the DX audio service, but also to forums, groups, and also a PDF download of the DX News magazine for just over half the price of one publication alone. Just point your browser to www.e-dxn.com and subscribe with our PayPal credit card system, or you can contact Wayne Heinen at 4131 South Andes Way, Aurora, Colorado, 80013-3831 if you want to pay by check. Now, please note, if you'd like to get the DX audio service in an audio form, you should have a very good internet connection and be able to download a large MP3 file just to enjoy it. And I'd also like to enjoy something else, and that is all that call letter chain stuff. So let's go right over to the desk of Mr. Bill Hale and find out what's going on with the AM switch.
Thanks, Fred. Here's AM switch for the DX audio service for February 2006. First of all, call letter changes. On 800-KDFO, Bakersfield, California, changes to KBFP. 820 WXTR in Frederick, Maryland, changes to WTOP. 940 WSPZ, South Haven, Michigan, is now WHIT. On 950, KYNG in Denison, Texas, has changed their calls to KZRA, but I might add they have been silent since that call change. 970 KGET Bakersfield, California is now WHTY. On 1010 WBZZ in Sefner, Florida has changed their call to WQYK. On 1230 a new station in Hiawassee, Georgia has taken the call of WNGM. 1260 WAMS Newark, Delaware, they've changed to WRJJ. On 1340 KCKN Kansas City, Kansas, their new call is KD. TD. 1400 KVBL in Visalia, California has changed to KEZL. 1400 in St. Paul, Minnesota, KLBB has changed to KMNV. 1420 in Omaha, KHLP has changed their call to KOTK. 1450, a new station in Hawthorne, Nevada has chosen KIFO for their calls. KLBP 1470 in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota has taken the new call of KMNV. 1490 WNDA in DeLand, Florida, their new call WTJV. 1500 in Washington, WTOP, their new call is WTWP. 1590 KZRA in Fayetteville, Arkansas has taken the new call of KYNG. 1600 WEUP in Huntsville, Alabama has changed to WEUV, and on 1700 WEUV in Huntsville has taken WEUP, so the 1600 and 1700 stations just swap calls. Grants for new stations during the past month. On 670, a new station has been granted in Sahuarita, Arizona. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. A CP was granted for U4 2,500 watts during the day and 700 watts at night. The FCC initially granted a competing 670 in Las Vegas, Nevada, but has now reversed that decision, awarding the license here. Look for more petitions and arguments for this one. Sahuarita is a Tucson suburb. A license on 670 had already been granted, and the call letters KBTB assigned to Las Vegas, but the FCC reversed their decision and now grants this license. On 1120, a new station has been granted in Richmond, Maine. They'll be on with 1,000 watts during the day, 600 watts at night, U4. On 1220 in Escanaba, Michigan, a new station has been granted for 2,500 watts during the day, 700 watts at night, also U4. 1340 in Bishop, California, 1,000 watts day and night, non-directional. 1430 in Wasilla, Alaska, has been granted a station 1,000 watts day and night, non-directional. On 1450, that new station in Hawthorne, Nevada, KIFO, has been granted U1, 1,000 watts day and night, non-directional. 1490 in Houghton, Michigan, a CP has been granted for 1,000 watts day and night, non-directional. And also on 1490 in Malmstrom Air Force Base, Montana, a CP has been granted for 1,000 watts during the day, 580 watts at night, non-directional. And a new station in Anchorage, Alaska on 1540, they've been granted U1, 50,000 watts during the day, 10,000 watts during the night, and 50,000 watts during critical hours. CP's on the air during the past month on A10WEUS in Orlo Vista, Florida. Program test authority has been granted for 10,000 watts during the day, 400 watts at night, two different patterns. 940 KMER in Kemmerer, Wyoming. A CP to move here from 950 is now on. Facilities are non-directional day and night, 240 watts during the day, 150 watts at night. KMER has been reported as being heard in the Mountain West, and I confirmed the change with a phone call. On 1030, WONQ, Oviedo, Florida, their CP for U4, 45,000 watts during the day, 1,700 watts at night, is now on. 1060 WIXC in Titusville, Florida. License to operate has been granted to increase daytime power and add critical hours operation as 50,000 watts during the day, 5,000 watts at night, 17,000 watts during critical hours, utilizing three different patterns. 1100 KFAX in San Francisco, CP changing from U4 to U3 is on the air. KFAX remains 50,000 watts day and night. 1150 KJBC in Midland, Texas, a CP to add night service is on the air, 1,000 watts during the day, 148 watts at night, non-directional. The CP also covered the change from commercial to non-commercial status. 1160 WOYE in St. Cloud, Florida, program test authority has been granted for 2,500 watts during the day, 500 watts at night, two patterns. 1190 WAFS in Atlanta, a CP for 25,000 watts daytime only, non-directional, and 2,300 watts during critical hours is now on the air. Several other applications they made over the past few years have now been deleted. 1330 WRAA in Luray, Virginia, as license to operate has been issued for 1,100 watts during the day, 26 watts at night, non-directional. And 1490 WJJM in Lewisburg, Tennessee, the license has been granted for 1,000 watts day and night, non-directional. Some grants to existing facilities, WLES 580 in Bonaire, Virginia. CP has been granted a change in city of license here from Lawrenceville, Virginia, and they've changed the facilities to U1, 201 watts during the day and 27 watts at night. On 840 WMBE in Chilton, Wisconsin, CP has been granted to move here from 1530 kilohertz and increase their power. They'll be directional daytime only, 4,500 watts. 870 WGHC in Mount Holly, North Carolina, CP has been granted to move the city of license here from Clayton, Georgia, and change facilities to 3,000 watts daytime only, non-directional. 1190 KPHN in Kansas City, Missouri, a CP has been granted to increase their daytime power while deleting their critical hours authorization. When operational, KPHN will become U2, 5,000 watts during the day and 500 watts at night. On 1250 KNWH in Yucca Valley, California, a CP has been granted to change the city of license to Yucca Valley from 29 Palms, and change facilities to 800 watts during the day, 77 watts at night, non-directional. 1280 WWPG in Utah, Alabama, CP has been granted to change the city of license to Utah from Tuscaloosa, and change facilities to be 7,000 watts during the day, 25 watts at night, non-directional. That spelling, by the way, E-U-T-A-W, I hope it's pronounced Utah, or I'll be hearing of it. 1390 WLCM in Holt, Michigan, CP has been granted to change their city of license from Charlotte, Michigan, and add two towers to their standing two-tower array in order to increase their nighttime power. When operational, WLCM will become U4, 5,000 watts daytime, 4,500 watts at night. It is stipulated in their authorization that, and we quote the FCC, program tests may not commence with the facility specified herein or with any modified facility authorized to serve Holt until program tests commence for WJXQ-FM in Charlotte, Michigan. End of quote. There is a pending action before the FCC to move WQTX from Charlotte to Grand Ledge, Michigan, and WJXQ from Jackson to Charlotte. So it appears that the WLCM action hinges on the FCC ruling to not leave Charlotte without radio service. On 1580 WSRF Fort Lauderdale, Florida, they've been silent since their six-tower array was destroyed by Hurricane Wilma. They've been granted a CP to co-locate their transmitter site to that of WAVS 1170 and to decrease their nighttime power. When operational, WSRF will become U4, 10,000 watts during the day and 1,500 watts at night. 1600 WRSL Corbin, Kentucky, CP has been granted a move from 1520, change their city of license from Stanford, raise the daytime power and add night service from a new transmitter location. When operational, WRSL will be 2,000 watts during the day, 27 watts at night, non-directional. And on 1680, WTTM in Lindenwald, New Jersey, a CP has been granted to change the city of license from Princeton. WTTM remains U1, 10,000 watts during the day, and 1,000 watts at night. Some odds and ends from here and there reported as having returned to the air over the past month. KBRV 790 Soda Springs, Idaho with a country format. KBID 1350 Bakersfield, California. And WHGD 1590 Chambersburg, Pennsylvania with contemporary Christian. But reported off, WALE 990 Greenville, Rhode Island. KDUN 1030 Reedsport, Oregon. And WLOP Jessup, Georgia. KAAR 1460 Kirkland, Washington was off due to a fire. Also reported off WPJX 1500 in Zion, Illinois. Well, here's a headline you don't often see. FCC grants experimental licenses. If you live in Southern California near the El Central Naval Air Facility, look for WD2XUM, an experimental station licensed to operate on 530, 890, and 1680 kilohertz, under a Space and Naval Warfare Systems Center contract to modernize and transform psychological operation equipment. The license was granted to the consulting engineering firm of Hartfield and Dawson and noted by TV Tech columnist Doug Lung in Radio World Online. Well, that's all from here this month. It's now time to return to those thrilling days of that's the wrong script here. Oh, it's time for this month's travel log, and with your host, John Bowker. Good DX, everyone.
Well, thanks once again, Bill Hale. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the travel log for February 2006. And today, we're going to be continuing our trip right across this country with our dial set at 950. Now, I had an interesting inquiry from one of our listeners in the past 3 weeks, and he asked, how did we ever collect all these station breaks? Well, the answer really is quite simple. In 1987, my wife and I bought a motorhome. Among other things, I outfitted it with 7 AM radios with cassette tape recorders hitched to each one for direct recording. We set out to see the 48 states over the next 10 years, and indeed, our goal was to pass within 35 miles of every AM station in the country so I could make a tape recording of the station. And we did just about that. We did miss John Day, Oregon. It's the only city in the United States that we didn't get close to. Now, in addition to that, there were probably 1,000 stations of the total of 14,000 that we have on file right now that were sent in by listeners to the audio service just like you. So we're always welcoming new station breaks because, after all, the recordings that we made 5, 10, 15, and 20 years ago are becoming antiques, and we'd like to keep the collection as up-to-date as possible. That's enough of the history on this thing. We're going to pick up part two now of the 950 dial position. We left you off in the lowlands of South Carolina last month, so today we'll start in the highlands of South Carolina. We'll continue down the Atlantic coast, and we'll come back up through the middle of the country, and let's see, I think we're going to end up in about eastern Ohio today. So let's go to the high country of South Carolina as we begin the February 2006 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Navy, accelerate your life.
Your news, weather, and traffic station is WORD Spartanburg, WYRD Greenville, Intercom Communications News Radio, 1330-950, WORD. Depend on us.
Now, the WORD call letters in Spartanburg have been around a long time, some 65 years, but they weren't the first station on the air in Spartanburg. WORD came on the air at 9:10 on the dial, because the 9:50 slot was already occupied by another station. But WORD came on with a very strong program outline, and when the two stations later on came under common management, they decided to flip the signals around. So what you just heard is a recent recording at 9:50 on the dial in Spartanburg. Let's go back about, two decades, and listen to what we heard at 9:50 back in the 1980s.
Your hometown radio station for 62 years, News Radio 950 WSPA Spartanburg. Good afternoon, it's 12 noon, CBS News Time.
CBS News, this is Frank Setapani. A judge has set bond at $50,000 each for David and Sharon Hsu, the suburban Chicago couple arrested for leaving young daughters Nicole and Diana home alone when they took off on a 9-day Acapulco vacation.
Gosh, we used to get nervous if we left our children for more than 2 hours anywhere without supervision. That station is 1 month older than I am. Well, we're going to continue south on our travelogue now with our dial set at 9:50 and go into the Peachtree State, right down near the Florida border, the city of Valdosta.
South Georgia and North Florida's urban leader. The rhythm of the city is the Hot One. Magic 95, WGOV, Valdosta.
Yes, my wife and I actually made a trip up to Valdosta to get that recording. It's about a 4.5-hour drive from here, but... you need a recording. That was years ago we made that trip, not last week or something like that. This next station takes us into the city of Orlando, and we're going to spend a few minutes here. We're going to hear first from one of Orlando's two original rock stations. 950 was competing with 990 on the dial. And if you have access to the internet, there are some fascinating stories about the battle between this station and WHOO. Let's listen to WLOF, Orlando, 1962.
Via satellite, this is the RKO Radio Network.
WLOF, Orlando, the new 95. We're always the hits.
Well, they sounded pretty good. That competition with WHOO went on for two decades, 20 years or so. And then about the middle 1980s, 1984, for 1 year, WLOF changed its call letters to WCOT, and then picked up a very popular area FM call, WBJW.
Nationwide Communications, WBJW, FM and AM, Orlando.
902 at BJ105, sunny up to 92 degrees today. It's 76 at the beach and 82 degrees at BJ105.
Good morning, it's BJ105. Choose your news time. Who's there?
This is John. Well, apparently the FM calls in Orlando didn't work as well on the AM dial as they had hoped. And Linda and I were back in town in 1989. And in addition to hearing about our astrological predictions, we picked up on the new format and call letters here at 9:50.
Color for the day is navy blue. On a 1 to 10, we'll give it a 6. I'm astrologer William Lamb. For information about my readings, call 657-2882. This is your Mix 105.1 morning horoscope.
WOMX AM/FM Orlando, a service of Nationwide Communications.
Good morning. The time is 8:54. I'm Erica Lee with your mixed morning update. Right now, NASA says technicians are concerned about an unusual reading on a fuel cell.
And of course, after a time, if it isn't working, then you do what any good parent would do, and that is you bring on the kids.
What's the coolest thing around? It's the Radio Oz Cool Bus. It's your way to win prizes and meet the Radio Oz Air Force kids. The Cool Bus will be coming to your school soon. WZKD AM Orlando, Radio Oz AM 950, the kids' station.
Happy, educational, sensational. Radio Oz.
You and me, we had a bag of fun down by the East Riverside. That United Nations there.
And, of course, that didn't work very well either. So you begin to feel sorry for them. But no, wait. They took a lesson from Dave Marthouse.
AM 950, WTLN, Orlando, serving all of Central Florida, including Kissimmee, Osteen, and Apopka.
Good morning and welcome to the live broadcast of the morning worship service from the First Baptist Church of Winter Garden.
Take back some of these gifts, for they're not just right.
Well, it's time to leave Orlando now, I guess. And by the way, did you notice that Radio Oz came from Orlando, the home of Disney World? Rather amusing, I thought. Well, we're going to go up into Alabama next and tune in on a TV simulcast that, frankly, I hadn't remembered they ever did.
You're listening to Today with Katie Madinow on AM 950 WNZZ Montgomery.
Before Al Roker gives us a check of the weather, he's going to do a little clowning around.
That's right.
Enjoy.
Thank you very much.
And just 4 years ago, Clark Ingram visited the state of Tennessee.
You've dialed AM 950, WAKM, Franklin.
And now as we continue our travelogue trip to the north, we're going to be visiting the state of Kentucky, where this next 1 kilowatt station, according to the NRC log, is using a gospel format.
1/4 pork loin chops, $1.18 a pound. These are just a few of the big bargains you'll save this week at More for Less on Knox Street here in Barberville. Go down and see Charles and Ruby Wynn and all the fine people at More for Less right here in Barberville.
WYWY AM and FM, Barberville, Kentucky. Now from WYWY, here's a look at news.
And we'll go up into West Virginia for the auto races.
87 laps on the scoreboard. Harry Gant continues to ease around this racetrack. Davey Allison has closed in a little bit tighter on Harry Gant. He's cut it down to about 15 car lengths now. We'll pause 10 seconds on MRN radio for station identification.
You're listening to the Kanawha Valley's exclusive MRN NASCAR Racing Connection, AM 95 WQBE Charleston.
Heads up to turn number 3, and if he looks in that rearview mirror, he's got some company. Allison is closing in on him.
Now, that was recorded in 1991, and 10 years later, Linda and I were passing through West Virginia, tuned into 950, and heard their all-new news talk station.
In the morning at Charleston's News Talk, all day and all night. WVTS Charleston, AM 950.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. The slogan may go, nobody doesn't like Sara Lee, but the company is now accused of deliberately shipping contaminated meat from a Michigan plant 3 years ago.
And we'll conclude today's program with a few words from a 1,000-watt station at 950 on the dial, broadcasting from eastern Ohio.
It's about 33 degrees now in downtown Steubenville.
WLIT 95.
That was from 1980, and from 2001 we hear this.
This is a message from the Office of the National Drug Control Policy.
And the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
WDIG Steubenville.
Their music may be considered somewhat edgy, but the gospel gangsters are definitely on fire for the Lord. Hello, I'm Diane Blackman, and this is Gospel Insider.
We're going to start next month on the Travelogue in the city of Detroit, a real biggie, Radio 1, with a story to go with it. And so as not to encroach on our man in the desert, We'll say ta-ta for now. Here's Mark Durenberger.
National Radio Club.
Thank you, John. Mark Durenberger here with the final installation in our multi-part report from the DX Audio Service Eastern Utah Desert Beverage Site. Our beverage antenna is now at 3,000 feet. We're in the middle of scanning the band, and we have some interesting other tests to share with you tonight. Now let's pick up where we left off last month. 1030 Casper, local, 50 kilowatts, but it's victimized because it's off the side of the wire. And we're looking west.
Here is he, hashtag alone. Oh, thank God I was right. With private alone.
KTW over Casper, the clear jet station.
Radio, I'm Ken Duffy. We've got fire departments from all over the surrounding area that's coming in.
WHO Des Moines was doing so well that I plumb forgot to nail it. So we'll make up for it by reaching 1,000 miles farther east into the 1B wasteland of 1060. You'll have to listen carefully, but you'll hear KYW in there. KYW News Time, 1105. That'd be 9:05 in the desert.
I'm Tom Frank.
Now we're camped on 1070.
You're tuned to KNX 1070 News Radio. Larry Van Nuys is up next, right after CBS News at 11 o'clock.
Los Angeles, Orange County, and all of Southern California. Streaming on the internet from KNX1070.com. Perspective, analysis, answers. KNX, Los Angeles.
CBS News, I'm Bill Fitt.
We're still looking west while we switch to 1080, hoping to use the beverage directivity to eliminate KRLD Dallas as a pest. Somewhat successful, but this is one of the toughest ones yet. Listen carefully and you'll hear the IDKSCO Santa Cruz about 12 seconds in, followed by the incursion of KRLD.
AfterDarkTV.com for 1-800-598-2400.
Here's one of the many mighty 1090s. This one from the front end of the antenna is from Plainview, Texas.
News, talk, sports, and ag on the voice of the Panhandle, South Plains. KVOP, the mighty 1090.
For the delivery of your art collection. You told me to get a sealed building for your warehouse to move quickly.
And then when we flip the wire to the west, another mighty 1090, this one from San Diego.
As the San Diego Padres play game number 161, number 80 home game, and sold it out. The 0-1 outside. Laid off, the fastball went to the slider for a change, 1-1.
By the way, we use station websites to double-check things, and we find the NRC's AM radio log to be at least 98% accurate. But when you go to the Mighty 1090 website for the San Diego operation, you will not find call letters anywhere on the splash page. You don't suppose that's because the call really begins with an X, do you? We're in the eastern part of Utah, in the Utah desert near the Book Cliff Mountains, just north of Interstate 70 and some 40 miles west of Grand Junction, Colorado. Earlier, KFAB 1110 was being piggy with their IBOC way out here. As you'll note, when we park on 1120 in late afternoon. And this has to be bad news for Roy, Utah, trying to serve its constituents across the state of Utah and being hammered by an IBOC signal several states away. A bit later on 1120 KMOX with Roy, Utah in the mix.
Back after the news on KMOX, St. Louis. CBS News, I'm Bill Vitka.
Weather forecasters are predicting favorable conditions.
And NASA watching the weather as the Discovery crew gets ready for re-entry and landing of the...
Well, of course, we soon learned that the shuttle Discovery was waved off that Sunday night, held until Tuesday, if I recall correctly. We found a pleasant surprise when we camped on 1130. You've heard us copy KFAN Minneapolis from this outpost, but tonight it was Shreveport. A first for this old guy since the days when you could copy that station with a portable radio 1,000 miles away.
This is the home of the legends, AM 1130, KWKH, Shreveport, a Clear Channel station.
From ABC News. Joan Schmidt, ABC, has lost a member of his family.
And when we looked west only, we captured another new one for us on 1130.
If Christ is our personal Savior, there must always be an excitement and thrill associated with the good news of eternal salvation. There's absolutely no other way to heaven except through Him.
Radio that changes lives 24 hours a day. KRDU Dinuba, Fresno, Visalia, 1130 a.m.
I'm a wife, mom, president of the PTA, member of 8-foot clubs, lightning fast potato peeler.
The recorder copying the receivers on 1160 and 1170 conveniently barfed during ID time from Salt Lake and Tulsa. And 1180 was just nothing out here on both nights. So that takes us to 1190. From the east, first we have to reach for it, but there's Disney's KHPN in Kansas City.
WM Radio Disney.
Your music, your way. Radio Disney, have your turn. We're ready to roll. AM 1190, KPHN, Kansas City.
Mayor, hang with Aaron Kay. I still have to announce what next week's competition is for the What's Cool election. And I'll find my winner here. Looking to find out somebody who knows who's leading.
And finally, a look way west, and we capture another first for us from Anaheim on 1190.
KXM Anaheim. Mọi ý kiến trong chương trình phát thanh sau đây không thuộc về chủ nhân, ban quản trị hoặc bảo trợ đài KXM.
1200 would be restating the obvious, blowtorch WOAI, so we jump to 1210 and the only decent copy from nearby Laramie. But you can also hear Washington, Utah in the background. That's the words, the Bonneville station.
It is the all-new Fox Sports Radio 1210 AM, the KHAT Laramie, serving all of southeast Wyoming.
The Fox National Sports Report starts right now.
Another U.S. And that moves us to those few former 1Bs up near the top end of the dial. KSTP's signal has always been like a nightlight out here.
The cure for addiction to boring radio. The talk station. AM 1500 KSTP.
KSTP, St. Paul, Minneapolis.
From ABC News.
But we now also have another SIG captured by the wire pointing west only, KSJX San Jose, definitely a new one for this desert rat, and followed by a KSTP ID.
Trong rồi đó, thì người chị đó có thể về Việt Nam để làm ăn ở trong đó, nhưng mà đừng có về lâu quá, lên khoảng giờ đợt.
Radio in your language, AM 1500, KSJX. AM 1500, KSJX.
Mark Dernberger here for the DX Audio Service from our desert beverage site. Boy, for an hour or so after the sunset, it got really pretty out here. The chill comes on almost immediately. By and by, the constellations come out of the dusk to keep us company. And by the time we left the site, there were so many stars up there that it was hard to pick out the familiar constellations. And then we found we had the same problem with the radios. Once we connected that super-sensitive extended-length beverage, we got so many stations it was hard to pick out the familiar calls. Late at night, we stopped at 1520 for a quick ID. Even with the antenna bidirectional, of course, we're swamped by the former KOMA. And we get to hear a momentary carrier break. Perhaps the transmitter dumped for a moment during a storm back there.
Call American Life, 1-800-554-2559. That's 1-800-554-2559.
Remember, today, you're listening to Talk Radio 1520, KOKC, Oklahoma City. Your best coverage of world and local news starts now. It's 1 o'clock.
One of our goals was to find WSAI on 1530. We didn't make it. Butler, Missouri stuck its head up instead. But we did hear KFBK as expected. Here's 1530 pointed east, and then in the middle of this cut, we will flip the antenna so it's pointing to the west.
KMOE, 1530 AM, KMOE, FM 92.1.
The Missouri, 91 KMOE, your place in the country.
Weather and traffic on the hour, on the half, and your news breaks. It's coverage you can count on from News Talk 1530.
News Radio, I'm Daniela Quattro. The White House and governments around the world condemning the homicide bombings in Bali, Indonesia.
Looking west only, KMPC from Los Angeles on 1540. Known as The Ticket.
The Tony Bruno Show, weekday 6 to 10 a.m. on L.A.'s nonstop, nonstop sports station. 1540, The Ticket.
This is Dave Smith on 1540, The Ticket, for no holds barred.
And that's that. An updated beverage site report from our Utah Desert Outpost this summer and fall of 2005. When we lengthened the antenna to 3,000 feet and got a whole lot more than we bargained for. I think we conclude the extended length of the wire is just too long for coherent nighttime copy on a lot of channels. There's just too many stations. But we're definitely not discouraged by the action of the antenna. Particularly, we can confirm it is absolutely working, as Sir Harold Beveridge said it would in his studies back in the 20s. To prove that, we now bring you some audio from our null tests, where we can demonstrate exactly what happens when you adjust the termination on one end of the antenna to null stations from one direction. We've done this before. This time we're going to do it with a variable resistor. You'll hear the radio traffic between me and my friend Mike, who's at the other end of the line. As he carefully adjusts the variable termination, you will hear the station under observation actually fade out as they're rejected by the antenna. We chose three frequencies to prove the point, 650, 720, and 890, because each has reliable signals on both ends of the wire. First, 650, Manti, Utah, behind us, and Fox Farm, Wyoming, to the front.
Utah's 650 country.
Easy, you went by it.
Hold back.
We know what the embassy bombers look like in Africa. We know what the club bombers look like. To profile people
right
getting
there
on aircraft and getting on trains. I'll tell you what. I'm going to make a guess. The police may do it. May not do it.
Okay, Mike, lift the termination off.
Probably
completely.
Doesn't do it.
Okay, put it back on again.
When we get on trains and we get on planes, we get on buses, trust me, we, the public, are profiled.
Now to 890. Here we look to wipe out St. George, Utah, in favor of Chicago.
In Tennessee, welcome to Forbes on Radio. Go ahead.
Thank you. I am doing Nutrisystem. I have been doing it since February 28th. I have lost 62 pounds. You know, you can do
okay,
that.
Okay, take it down slowly.
But if you don't, if the discipline's not there, that, you know, these are out.
You're getting there.
You've lost that time, you know, you got it.
Keep going. You're almost there.
Congratulations again.
Okay, you're coming out of the null. Go backwards.
In Las Vegas. Welcome to Forbes on Radio.
Because the perfect summer getaway isn't all that.
Hold it right there. Now, lift it off for about 10 seconds and put it back on.
And I think in this country, basically, and especially in Las Vegas,
amazing.
People do everything that they accept. Larger portions.
Okay, put it back on.
More of this, more of that. And
3302917. What will you remember this summer?
Chicago's news. Opinion.
So there you have it, the latest results from eastern Utah and the DXAS Desert Beverage Site. Next month, we'll return with the final installment in our series of 1970s air checks, recorded at the WSM transmitter site. And as we make inroads into this new year, we hope to spend more time poking around some heritage radio stations on our famous transmitter tours. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service. Until we meet again, good listening, DXers.
National Radio Club.
Thanks, Mark. Hey, since we have a good number of new members to the DX Audio Service, and this is a brand new year, I thought I'd take a few moments to mention some things about the DX Audio Service. The DX Audio Service is a member-supported magazine. We depend on you, the membership, to help us out with the content on the magazine. We're affiliated with the National Radio Club, which is the world's oldest and largest medium-wave DX club. We're a non-profit radio club, and we need to charge for the magazines and services to pay for our costs, which include mailing, telephone, cassettes, labels, mailers, and replacement tapes. The editors on the magazine are volunteers, such as I, and we're not paid for our services, nor is this our primary job. And contrary to rumor, we don't have an office building in downtown Aurora, Colorado. Now, when you renew your magazine or subscribe, you're sent a green card, which is your receipt for payment of dues. And this is how you know that we received your payment. If you didn't get a green card back, chances are we didn't receive your check. When you get your last tape, it will have a small slip of paper or a scotch-taped card on it, and this is your only notification that your subscription has ended. When you notice this, you need to send in your renewal as soon as possible. Delaying it may cause you to miss a month of the DX Audio Service while the check makes it through the system. Now, if this happens and you want a missing issue later, all you need to do is just send in $3 per issue, and we have all the DX Audio Service magazines all the way back to day one that are available. Now, if you don't get your DX Audio Service and your subscription is valid, please send a card or letter letting us know that your tape was lost. We need your request in writing to account for tapes. And if you lose more than a few tapes a year, we may ask that you contact your local post office before sending you more tapes. The reason is, it's not productive for us to waste money on remailing tapes when there's an obvious problem on your end. Two things to remember. Your tape is not due until the 10th of the month. For example, this issue, the February 2006 issue, is not due until February 10th, 2006. Now, if your tape arrives and it's defective, don't call. Just send it back. Put it in an envelope and send it back to me with the words defective tape on it, and it will be replaced, no questions asked. If I get the tape back, it's replaced at no charge to you. If you want me just to send a new tape and not send your old tape back, there is a replacement cost of $3. Since the DX Audio Service is member-supported, only the members of the DX Audio Service can be a part of the club, meaning that if you want to be on the Musings, the Market Scope, or be a member in good standing, attend the conventions, and party with us, you have to be a member of the DX Audio Service. If you're getting your DX Audio Service free from someone else, keep in mind that it is a copyrighted publication. And if you like the DX Audio Service, we hope that you would subscribe and become a member. This way you don't have to listen to it with headphones and pull down the shades for fear of the DX police. Now, speaking of musings, we have to edit the musings for brevity and content. You can help by keeping your comments brief and to the point. Comments which are not radio-related or not in the interest to the bulk of the membership, for example, a muse about a low-power FM station in your community, may not be included. Each year, the National Radio Club has an annual convention. This year, 2006, will be in Akron, Ohio, over Labor Day weekend. The convention is open to all members, and it's a lot of fun for the 3 or 4 days. It's a great time to get to meet other members and have fun, sit around, drink beer or pop, and eat some chips, swap stories with other members, and enjoy a great dinner at the banquet. We have seminars, discussions, and speakers of interest. And by the way, those of you who attend know that sometime we bring our little radio station. And this year we're going to do something a little bit different. If you want to be on WNRC this year, we ask that you contribute in some way. Help out with a donation or a contribution of sort. It's a lot of work for myself and a lot of other people just to pull this off, and I feel that it's only fair that those who help with the station get the perks of being on the air. However, if you don't help, that's okay. Just sit back and listen to some great sounding music. Finally, in contacting us, my address is at the start of every magazine. Write it down or listen to the tape when you need to contact me. If you don't know an editor's address, you can send your letter here and I will forward it to Bill, John, Mark, Ken, or Phil. If you wish to call me, keep in mind that I travel a lot, so I may not be returning a call within a few days. The DX Audio Service phone number is area code 360-382-1957. Leave a detailed message when you call, and please speak clearly. And finally, remember that when I say this is a member-supported magazine, it means just that. We thrive on members' direction. You can help by supporting the editors, sending in information, suggestions, air checks, perhaps a feature or a suggestion. Tell us what columns you like, which ones you don't like. Perhaps there is something that we should be doing that we're not, or maybe you just want to give us a pat on the back. Support your DX Audio Service, and you will benefit.
At this time, please turn over your tape to side 2.